As of this week, there is a new Ms. Wheelchair Wisconsin. Janelle Lee won the title back in January, but the organizers of the pageant decided that she isn't disabled enough to keep it. Lee has muscular dystrophy, so most of the time she uses a scooter to get around, but sometimes she stands at work. And when the Ms. Wheelchair Wisconsin organizers saw a picture of her standing, they decided that someone else should represent women who use wheelchairs. Commentator Leonard Davis says it's harder than you might think to figure out if someone is disabled.
Seeing someone in a wheelchair suddenly stand up can be confusing. We expect the lame to remain lame, the blind to keep their sunglasses on, and the deaf to dwell in silence. We want to keep a strong and effective firewall between people with disabilities and non-disabled people. Janelle Lee broke her promise to remain disabled by rising to her feet. But the reality is that many wheelchair users can walk, just as most blind people have some vision. The problem is that if you think of disability as just another identity in the identity politics arena, you'll be confused. Most identities rely on the fact that you're born into them and you remain there your whole life. Being African American, Jewish, or Latino, those are all more or less permanent identities. I know that as a white man, I won't wake up in the morning and suddenly be an African American, but I can become quadriplegic or deaf in the blink of an eye. We like our identity categories clean and easy to recognize. In this country, identity has been primarily about race. So logically, when disability activists and scholars first lobbied for the Americans with Disabilities Act, they modeled their struggles and arguments on the civil rights movement. But you can't shoehorn disability into the familiar racial notion of identity. There isn't one obvious trait like skin color or place of origin that sifts out who is disabled and who isn't. Disability is a continuum that runs from physical impairment to mental disorders, from obesity to disfigurement. When Janelle Lee stood up, the Miss Wheelchair America people asked, "Is she disabled enough?" And they decided she wasn't. And they were wrong, because disability is an identity category that isn't like race. The malleable, shifting nature of disability forces us to create a more subtle category of identity, one that isn't dependent on the older world of race. In fact, even categories of racial identity are changing. Instead of the simple opposition of Huck and Jim, we now have the complex stew of mixed-race people like Tiger Woods and Halle Berry. Identity was easier to understand when the lame stayed in their chairs, but when people stand up against stereotypes and notions of identity that confine, we might as well all stand up and join them.
Leonard Davis is the author of the book Bending Over Backwards, Essays on Disability and the Body. He teaches at the University of Illinois at Chicago.